June is a month when a bounty of delicious fresh vegetables comes to our kitchen tables, whether it's courgettes, peppers, cucumbers, scallions or turnips, to name just a few. But before you chop, dice and serve them up, have you ever thought about turning your vegetables into musical instruments? Bet you haven't. Patrick Johns is a turnip, butternut squash and occasional yam player with the London Vegetable Orchestra. The London Vegetable Orchestra, which is performed all over the world and will be coming to Ireland for the first time this coming Saturday. And Patrick Johns is on the line. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, Ray. How are you doing?
Good, good. I saw and heard some of your work. Will we play some work out just to let people know what you do?
You've played some out already?
No, I'm going to do it now. Here, I'm going to do it. Here we go. You can't help but smile when you hear that. What vegetables are involved there, Patrick?
So on that one, the bass drum was a yam being hit with a parsnip, and there were carrots were playing the tune and some of the harmonies, and the rest was turnips and sweets.
Okay. When did you discover you could make new musical instruments from your vegetables, and what were you doing at the time?
Two very good questions. Well, the orchestra started about 15 years ago when our chief recorder maker, Tim Cranmore, was asked if he could make music on a potato. He's been a recorder maker for 45 years, and someone approached him and said, it was a brand of crisps, and they said, we'd like to see if you can make music on a potato. So Tim recruited some students at the Royal Academy of Music, and they spent 3 days in the studio and came up with some music and thought, well, this is fun, let's carry on. And I got involved a few years later, but once you realise you can do it, it's kind of impossible to stop, really.
So what's your favourite vegetable to play, Patrick?
Did you say the favourite song to play or favourite vegetable to play?
No, your favourite vegetable to play.
Well, that's a good question. I quite like making music on the yam. I mean, it's disgusting to clean out. They're very sticky.
Yeah.
But they're big and cumbersome, and they make a really good bassy sound. So that's my favourite.
Uh-huh. So how do you tune it and all that sort of... You're all musicians, are you, basically?
Yeah, we're all professional musicians. Yes. And Simon Tong, who plays potato and courgette, and I are both brass players. He's a trumpeter, I'm a trombonist. So we make ourselves carrot mouthpieces,
right,
resemble trumpet and trombone mouthpieces, and then we buzz down them like we would a trumpet or a trombone, and into a hollowed out potato or swede or butternut, and from there we can tune it with our lips.
How many of you are there?
We have a hardcore membership of four. We have been bigger. We have been up to, you know, between 7 and 10. We find that four is the best number because the pitch ranges aren't anything like as big as they are on, you know, trumpets or violins or something. And you don't want too many instruments playing the same pitches or pitches very close together. It gets cluttered. So four, sometimes five, is the perfect number. And so we're four at the moment.
Are you unique in the world?
Yes and no. There is the Vienna Vegetable Orchestra who started before us. They do more kind of concert music and use a lot of microphones. There's a group in New York, I think, just a community group, but we're the only ones we know of in the world doing, you know, show tunes and pop covers and classical hits.
Okay,
on veg.
Let's see if people can identify this soul hit performed by the London Vegetable Orchestra. I know, Patrick, that's a sad, plaintive song.
It's such a great song.
Yeah, but when it's played by the London Vegetable Orchestra, you know, play that to some poor lad whose heart is broken. You're not taking me seriously. So you're coming to Ireland, you're coming to Dublin, and you're playing in Ballyroan, out in Ballyroan, over the weekend as part of Crinú na n-Óg, which is great. I'm learning how to play the drums. I was thinking, say, a bunch of scallions on half a cabbage head Would that work?
Might
no.
do.
No.
I mean, to be honest, cabbages are, despite being smaller than pumpkins and things, do make a really good bass drum sound.
Do they? Right.
But I think you should go for pumpkin or as large a squash as you can, really.
Yes.
Hollow it out so you've got a nice resonating chamber. Get yourselves a couple of parsnips or carrots.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to make a great sound, I'm sure.
And what about celery sticks?
They don't last quite as long.
Oh, they don't. Oh, I see. Yes, so they go limp. Yeah, they go limp. Yeah.
We tried using leeks, you know, and there's actually a video of us on the TV show Good Morning Britain with the presenter Ed Balls, who's quite a good drummer,
right.
And he uses leeks to join in. And by 30 seconds in, there's leek all over the studio. So it's quite a funny video. That's on our Instagram if anybody wants to see it.
Right. So if you're doing percussion, you suggest the harder root vegetables.
Yeah, for sure. Parsnips are great because one end is big and chunky and makes a big sound, and the other end isn't too big, so you can grip it easily.
Right, okay. So you took on the Beatles as well. Ah, yeah, great. I'm very jealous of you. You have so much fun doing that.
It is so much fun. How can you not have fun making music on vegetables? That's why we do it. You know?
Oh yeah, you do. I see you do Rick Astley. You've been Rick Rolled or whatever. Never Gonna Give You Up. You've a great catalogue of hits there.
We're trying to go for the songs that everybody's going to know worldwide. We had some success over Christmas on Instagram, and then again when we played for the King in April. And
what did you play for the King?
I thought I'd just drop that in. Did you get?
What did you play for King Charles?
We played, believe it or not, "Twinkle Twinkle Little Star." The reason being, we were at a drinks reception when he was there at Windsor Castle, and we gave him a carrot to play, and he was game, and he did play it.
Right.
But we suddenly had to make a split-second decision because we didn't know if it would happen or not. Oh, my gosh, what should we play?
Yeah.
And we just started with Twinkle Twinkle. It's a nice short song. Everybody knows it. And bless him, he joined in.
Right.
So
did he know he was going to meet the London Vegetable Orchestra and was going to be asked to play a carrot?
He knew we were going to be there.
Right.
He knew we were going to be there, and he knew about us. He did his research. He's a pro.
Yes.
But I don't think he knew that we had a spare carrot for him, or that he would end up playing it, or indeed end up on the most front pages around the world
Playing a carrot. Yeah.
Playing the carrot.
Okay. So your suggestion of pumpkin, they're not in season now, are they? Because I'm serious about this now. I want to make some vegetable instrument that I can play the drums on, because we might be doing it before the end of the week. So if it's not a pumpkin, what's the alternative?
Well, you could go for a yam, or butternut could work, or a big swede. Anything that you can get as large a resonating chamber as possible.
Hollow it out. Yes.
And that's it. Would be really good. And some of this sturdy as well. That's why squashes are so good, because they're so strong.
I can never pronounce that word. Celeriac. Celeriac, they're saying.
Oh, celeriac, yeah. As played by Jeremy Vine, indeed.
Oh, he played celeriac. Well, I want to be original, you know. I don't...
Well, he blew down it. He didn't hit it.
Right.
But you could try it. They're quite small. That's the only thing. They're a little bit small.
Okay. I'll work away. And if I come up with something ingenious...
Yeah, go down your greengrocers.
He
won't believe you, but you can tell him the truth.
I'm looking for a drum. Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, enjoy your trip to Ireland. And it's part of Crinion an Og, and you're coming to Ballyroan out in Rathfarnham this weekend. And people can go to Crinion an Og and find out how they can get to see the London Vegetable Orchestra. Patrick Johns, it's been great crack talking to you. Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, Ray.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.